Doesn't even play a part in this shit, really. So don't make that a part of it. You know what I'm saying? So David Carroll hung himself. He hung himself because you came at this raw about her views, but it don't even make sense because you have the same views, David Carroll. You lick white women's ass cracks totally clean. You talk bad about black men and black women. You do the same thing she do. But you came down to this thinking you had type of stature. You was all proud and she let you on her radio show. You was throwing, I remember the last time I watched you about a year ago, you was throwing shots at me. Oh, she won't even talk to you, cat. So I should have knew then that your intentions were foul when it came to Kristen Carey. You a thirsty-ass Negro. You a thirsty-ass Negro. Would have sucked the black community dry with of money just from using this mouthpiece. He's able to fuck all these women in the black community inside of his congregation just off using his mouthpiece. You hate other niggas because niggas around you are happily having children and having families and getting pussy. You sitting back there sucking on cigars and dicks, nigga, that's it. Cigars and dicks. And you have an addiction to sucking dicks so bad, that's why you smoke cigars, because you gotta keep some type of dick figure in your fucking mouth for you to be pacified. Okay? You are a part of the black community, whether you want to be or not. As a collective, nigga, you're a black man. And you have a voice in the audience out here, and you put out bad motherfucking messages. And we come up with counter messages, nigga. And we ain't letting you throw us off with your hypocritical, contradictory videos, nigga. Because if we couldn't be an activist on YouTube, or it wasn't important, us breaking down somebody's videos or false ideologies, why are you doing it to us, nigga? Why you keep trying to discredit us? If it's not important, if it can't sway public opinion in no type of way, why you doing it to us? The shit you say don't make sense. I want y'all to think about that rabbit hole right quick, y'all. I want y'all to think about that rabbit hole. Because think about it. This is what David Carroll does. David Carroll makes videos to so-called tease you. He makes tease series where basically if you really want to see the in-depth David Carroll videos that no one ever sees on YouTube, I'm going to tell you what it is. I'm going to tell y'all what David Carroll been doing, y'all. David Carroll be pumping. Throw y'all ones up if y'all understand what I mean when I say David Carroll be pumping. He gets on video and try to act like he possesses so much intellectuality, right? He tries to act like he possesses so much intellectuality. And guess what, though? He'll give you the same old bullshit as video. But what do? When you get on YouTube, you hold back all of the logic, but you pretend like you're spitting logic on YouTube. So you holding back logic and all of the real shit in the rabbit hole. The fuck out of here. Black man is on trial. Pinhead Blackson, I know you listening. I know you listening. You made a video and tried to make it seem like black women subscribing to white feminist ideas didn't crush the black family in the black relationship. You trying to make it seem like black women didn't get off of board with the civil rights movement and jump on board with the feminist movement, which was actually a fact. You know why? You know why? You're making that argument, Pinhead? Because regardless of the knowledge that you acquire, the books that you read, and the research that you do, you have a simp. You have a simp deep down inside of you. You have a simp deep down inside of you that is complacent with what's going on around you. You Gucci with it. You think it's cool for a woman to motherfucking run every goddamn thing. You think it's cool. Even though, then guess what, though? What is the reason for your simping? The fact that you are socially awkward and you can't get a woman? Because we see this already. We see this already. Socially awkward. And it's crazy, a lot of you socially awkward dudes always find ourselves caping for women and giving them an excuse. But at the same time, we have to realize that the power of a black man was taken away in slavery, and the power of a black man in the black home was never reinstated to the black man. And when it seemed like the black man maybe starting to get stronger, maybe he's starting to come back to his own after all of this slavery and shit going on, they put this motherfucking bullshit in place, the motherfucking welfare system, all these other goddamn systems to take the power away from the motherfucking man and give the woman the power over the children, over everything, damn thing. Over every goddamn thing. And you men, y'all think this shit is cool. You men are black women's bitches, man. Everywhere I go, and any one of my friends that's listening, I'm telling you right here to your motherfucking face, you are a bitch, nigga. I haven't met no niggas in my generation or my mother's father's generation that were actually men. I've only met one. That was my uncle, man. That was my uncle, and what's so bad about it, he was blind in both eyes. He was blind in both eyes and had more motherfucking game than any motherfucker with two eyes that I knew. You lame-ass niggas let these women dictate your motherfucking lives, run your motherfucking household, do what the fuck they want to do with your motherfucking kids, and they ain't shit you, and you feel powerless because the world tells you you're powerless, because the laws tell you that you're powerless. Let me tell you, think about that argument we had on my other show, the disagreement. Do you know I talked about that shit with Michelle again, and she still felt the same goddamn way? I'm not trying to sway her thought process. You know what I'm saying? All I can do is leave it to the water. I can't make her drink it. But she still felt like that my niece, was. I should have continued the lie her mother told to her because that's her child. What? The elders of the black community, we supposed to be the leaders, and everybody under us is supposed to follow what the fuck we put out there and map out there for them to do. As a matter of fact, it's supposed to, I'm in my 40s. It's supposed to be grown men in their 60s still giving me game, my niggas, on how to lead the motherfuckers that's under me. We don't have no order. We don't have no hierarchy. That's the fucking problem. See, in our community, you're supposed to have everybody on the same motherfucking court. Think about it. A black person in a black community in the ghetto, wherever he at, before he thinks about what the police are going to do to him for his criminal actions or his murderous tendencies, he should think about the hierarchy of black men before he even think about the police. And he should be afraid and also be disgraced for his actions. That's what we have to do. We have to get people to understand. All right, is it better now?
Say what?
Is it still waking up?
A little bit. You better than what you were.
All right. We got another area code. I don't know who this is. Calling you alive. What's happening? Calling you alive. What's happening?
Hello?
You're alive. What's happening?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Who are you speaking with?
This is Mika.
Oh, Mika to fly?
Yeah. What's going on?
What's happening? What's on your mind?
No, I just wanted to talk about, I guess, the relationship between, you know, the black man and woman.
Hey, Mika.
The competition. Hey, Gemini. That's Gemini, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's Gemini.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay.
Okay, they say trying
so
to call
anyway,
they saying you probably should turn us up. They can't hear us.
Okay.
Trust me, they can hear y'all.
Hello?
Just speak up a little bit. They can hear y'all because I can hear y'all fine.
Okay. Mika, you just going to have to talk louder.
Okay. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, we can hear you fine. It's just that the people in the chat can barely hear you.
Oh, okay, okay. No, but what I was saying is, well, really I want to ask, do you think that there's a competition going on between, you know, us black women and men?
A competition like how? What do you mean?
I mean, because from what I see like, okay, how do I put it? All right, so you'll have this thing now where they'll say, oh, black women, excuse me, are more educated, right? But then they don't talk about the men. They don't bring up the fact that there's more men, young men, graduating, going to college and graduating as opposed to being incarcerated. They don't bring that up. Why? I feel like that creates competition.
Well, not exactly. We're not even really in competition with the woman. We basically, as men, as, you know what I'm saying? You got to understand, no matter what we do that's good, like men, we're thrown under the bus and we're made out to be the enemy in every essence of everything, aspect of life. So, you know, they're never going to talk about the good things we do. Think about it. Think about it. We got to get out the way we think. You know what I'm saying? Because this is the problem. Do you believe that the majority of women run the black relationship or the majority of men run the black relationship?
I'm going to have to say from what I see, majority of the black women, they run the relationship.
But the problem is, what I get with that is, why don't people look at that and think that why is that the norm? Why is that not strange to us?
Exactly.
You
no, but you're right.
I want you to think about this. I'm going to put it all together tonight because we want this to get clear. You ever notice that the majority of black women cannot stand any man who talks about being a player or having more than one woman or anything like that?
Say that again? I'm sorry.
Women tend to be angry every time they hear any man talking about having the upper hand or being dominant over his woman in a relationship.
I mean, you just have some women that are angry. And I think they're angry because they're hurt, they're damaged. You don't know what their past story is. So, yeah, I think that you do have a lot of women who get into these relationships and they didn't, like, deal with themselves. And they're bringing somebody into their mess. I do believe you have a lot of women like that. I mean, everything comes from something. It doesn't just happen. If you have women that want to be controlling.
Hold on, I don't mean to cut you off, but I just want to make a point real quick. I want to show y'all how I know people. Now, I'm willing to bet $100 will call you live.
And it's not because of
exactly.
It's because of you had called me up, L.A. So let me tell you.
I called you about 30 minutes ago. To cut it off. I'm lying. I know you, Big J.
Yep.
I know you, Big J. It's a pussy on the line.
You need to shut the fuck up. You need to shut the fuck up.
All right. Now, what did you want to say, Big J? Because you know you didn't call in to address me.
Yes, I am. I'm coming here to dress you. Now, your experience is not everybody's experience. So how can you sit there and say half the shit you're saying when not everybody lives with the life that you live?
When I'm talking about these situations, nigga, I'm not talking about the situations from just my community or just my aspect of it. No, this is worldwide brainwashing I'm talking about here. The same thing you see on TV is the same thing you see in the black home. The woman being the mother.
I agree with you on that. Because like we live in a Western society. There was something else you had said talking about you know because you saying that what's the name of Tracy and I forgot who else, the other girl's name, we're talking about how wrong she was because like you were telling Michelle that it was that was wrong about the whole niece thing issue. But I have to push back on Sweet Gemini here for a minute too. Now, Sweet Gemini, we live in about 60 years of gynocentricism in the Western world. And
now I'm mute for a second, y'all. All this man out of bullshit. He wanted to address the females, dog. I'm telling you, man. I know you cats. I should be a fucking doctor. They should call me Doctor LA. What is he talking about? You feel me? I know what I'm talking about. I know what I can call a thirsty nigga when I see one.
Come on, about the whole pinhead.
Go ahead, BJ.
Like the pinhead, the issue you brought up. Pinhead only brought up one factor. You can't blame everything on black women. That was Pinhead's point that he was bringing up, but I agree with Pinhead. There are some other factors in the mix too, like the economic part of the issue, the whole issue with the no fuck the voice law. I've been talking about that shit forever. But yet y'all keep on ignoring that all part. So Pinhead was right in his point. So I don't know why though you are attacking Pinhead for. And make those little stupid ass slide shots at his ass. When he's making a good point.
Let me tell you something. I gave Pinhead much props for that video. That was one of his better videos. Also,
breaking up, man.
Man, hold on. Let me call back in again.
Yeah. You're breaking up, LA. Yeah.
Big J, what was you saying?
Now back to you though. I have to push back on you because you are right though that there are more black men in colleges and in jail.
I didn't say that. Mika said that.
Huh?
I didn't say that.
Mika said that.
Oh well, you know, and one thing I cannot stand is this whole excuse that the reason why these are black women saying it because they're hurt and they doing this and that and
okay,
that.
Okay, so why else would they say it if that wasn't the case? So why else? Let me answer the question. Why else? Where does it come from?
Hatred.
Nothing just happens for no reason.
Hold on, I'm asking you this then. I wasn't finished with the point that I was going to make. Why is it that when every time I hear the argument from women, it comes from a place where women are hurt, but yet if a man says something, oh, well, he must be gay, he must be a faggot, or he can't get a woman, he have a bustless night. You know,
and who
all those other excuses, but yet the when it's a woman doing it, oh, well, she has to be hurt, she's hurting. The shit, it's that gynocentric bullshit, and that old shaming tactic is really the source of my anger, tell you the truth.
But what are you mad about? Like, who are the ones that's calling the men who are expressing how they feel gay and all of that? Who are the people who's doing it?
Well, okay, is the Dora Stormfront? You watch her videos? She is a failed rapper out of Texas, and she's blaming black men because she can't get a fucking record deal. I'll talk about that party for a minute. I'm going to talk about another goddamn
thing. So what would you call her?
These are coon sexuals. Hold on. We got these coon sexuals. I got one in Dallas. who is a damn nurse, talking about killing all black men, but you supposed to be a goddamn nurse. Now, how in the fuck can they can sit there going around on YouTube doxing niggas and getting niggas fired, but you saying that you are a nurse, man, you talking about killing black male babies and shit? I mean, I'm looking on YouTube, and I'm seeing this shit, and I don't see not one female with common sense going after those stupid-ass, big-towel, coon, sexual-ass bitches. Real talk, real truth now. I don't see y'all going after them.
I don't know nothing about that chick. I don't know nothing about her. But what I'm saying is, usually when someone is so negative, where does that negativity come from? Wouldn't you call them damage? Wounded, hurt, something was wrong with them. Wouldn't you think that?
Okay. Jim, when you sit there and talk about they're wounded or they're hurt, you giving them the excuse to do
actually, when you're wounded and you're hurt and you're damaged, you're a victim. So I'm not giving them excuses. I don't think it's anything great about being a victim. So don't think that. You understand what I'm saying? I don't call myself a victim. You know, I take accountability for whatever. But when you have people who haven't dealt with their bullshit from the past and they keep projecting it onto other people, okay, something is really clearly wrong with them, right? Wouldn't you say that?
Yes, and they need to be socially, politically destroyed. Real talk. Like they need to be wiped off the planet.
I don't got nothing to do with that because I don't rock with females like that. You understand? But the only thing that I'm saying is that there's a cause and effect to everything. You know, I'm not saying that it's all women's fault, and I'm not saying that it's all men's fault. And when I brought up, it seems like there's a competition going on. Look what's going on right now. You're talking to me about some chick I never even heard of. You're upset with her.
I'm talking to you about a group of homosexuals.
Coonsexuals?
Yes. I call them the coonsexuals. The Christian Caravan types. Christian Caravan.
Yeah, see, I don't even like pay attention to her. I've never watched any of her videos or anything. I've heard of her. I went on her channel, and when I kind of got the drift of what she was about, I don't deal with her because I don't believe in swirling and all of that. You understand what I'm saying? But that's her. You know, all of us is not like that, though.
Okay. I think there is... Say what?
You're an idiot, Big J.
There is a disconnect with the conversation because it seems to me, though, some people don't understand what male nature is and understand what female nature is, and that's really the problem. See, every time I hear the word... All you hurt, you're wounded. It means if you put the position of the attacker into the position of, well, he's being innocent. Instead of putting that person in the position, I mean, real talk.
No, because let me tell you something. I chill with a lot of dudes. You understand? And when I say chill, I'm talking about I talk. I like to talk to people. And a lot of guys are hurt. A lot of them are hurt by women. They don't always stem from their mother. It might stem from their baby mama, their wife, their girl. You know, it stems from things like that. He was faithful. I know a lot of dudes that are faithful, right? But then they get a chick. They get a chick because she looked right. You know what I'm saying? Everything popping. Titties popping, ass popping, all of that is popping. She looked right, and they want to wife her up and not realizing that, okay, she is smut. So whose fault is that?
Exactly.
She's not a smut. Okay, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you whose fault it is. I'm glad we're getting down to it. The name of the show is The Black Man is All Women's Pet Bitch. Now, I understand. It's the man's fault. I don't give up. Think about it, man. I'm telling you, I'm not mad. I'm not mad at none of the exes that cheated on me and none of that. I deserved it. I was a bitch made nigga. I allowed it to happen. I allowed her to be a woman and trick the fuck out of me and make me think that I had to go along with all these dumbass rules and involve myself in all these dumbass arguments. It was my fault. It was his fucking fault. He should have been able to see. He got to understand. Just the fact you said he was being faithful, I already knew he was a tender-ass nigga. I got a saying that I say. When you faithful to one bitch and cheating on your dick, I tell you that right there.
Well, you know what? Go ahead.
LA, no. You say if he's faithful, then she has to be cheating? Is that what you're
no,
saying?
No. I said that if a man is faithful to one woman, he's cheating his dick.
Why would you think that?
Oh my goodness.
Because you women act like y'all are assigned to be the probation officer over our dicks. And
oh,
it's just
no,
like
no.
It's just,
it's, no.
Hold on. Let me break it down to you. I've been females that think that it's cool and kosher to go 3-4 days without giving me some head.
Yeah.
Are we gonna get real tonight? We gonna get real tonight, okay? Now I'm not saying that when I asked the bitch for it, she gave it to me, but first of all, she didn't have to ask. She didn't have to ask. Just like Bill Clinton shouldn't have had to ask Hillary to be sucking her dick. Look, bitch, I done made it to the presidency. This motherfucker should be topped off 2-3 times a day in the White House. The White House should be white because I done bust nuts all over the wall. You understand?
Oh, hell no.
Now,
I'm going to tell you why
men cheat on a fucking woman all the time, real quick, because y'all are not y'all man's biggest fan. And then what's crazy is y'all will hate on y'all man's biggest fan and whoop y'all man's biggest fan ass. But in actuality, if it's a woman on the side that wanted to treat a nigga like a king and you not willing to do it, let her do it if he's still willing to be with you, because she's taking up your slack because your ass don't want to be your man's number one fan. You think it's cool.
But you know what,
3 days. Hold up.
Yeah,
you
I don't
think
have
it's
that
cool.
problem.
Hold up. You think it's cool to go 3 days without sucking your man's dick? And now sometimes you got a man that won't say nothing. Because I'm that nigga. I won't say nothing. Everything is fine and dandy. But when I go get sucked totally off, I have no conscience about it.
But, okay, can I say something? All right, look. When it comes down to that, first of all, I think that's what I'm talking about. Competition, because usually if a female sits up there and she's holding, withdrawing the sex, head, whatever you want to call it, she wants to see how long, you know, it's going to be before you come to her and beg her or do what it is that she wants you to do. That's something totally, I don't understand that. I'm not going to sit up there and,
No, I'm talking, listen to me, you ain't beat the situation. Picture what I said, though. You got to picture everything I said. I said, this is in a situation where me asking her for some heat, I'm going to get, even if I ask for it 5 times a day. She's never going to deny me. But it's certain things that men, we want that extra. We want to feel like you want to give it to us. We don't want to have to ask you.
I don't think that you should have to.
I actually think that
is disrespectful to ask for that. Like, if you're talking about
that,
head,
hey, you know
I think
what?
That's like,
not,
really
that's
disrespectful.
That's not disrespectful.
I
see that we going to get down to it tonight. It's going to get heated. It's not disrespectful to tell you to put this motherfucker in your mouth. Real talk. I'll see my woman. I'll text you on Facebook. Bring that mouth to the crib right now. That'll be
shit,
the exact text.
I give it to my man even when I am mad at his ass. Whatever.
Exactly.
He going to get it.
But why do you think it's disrespectful for a man to ask for it, though?
Because I think that, when it comes down to sex, I don't think it's something that anyone should be asking for something unless you're trying something new. You should automatically want to do it. I don't know. That's just me. It's a pet peeve. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. I don't need you to ask me for it because then I feel like you violating me, like, I'm a smut or something. I don't like that. I just don't like a dude to ask me, oh, give me this. Wait, be patient. You won't get that, but hold on.
Oh, here we go. You done fucked up. Be patient? Whoa. Shit. you just fucked up. Are you serious?
Oh, damn, me
so guys. Would you all go, see, now I'm about to get off. No, seriously, which one is that, though?
No, don't run. I'm not going to attack you. Don't run.
What's wrong with that?
Don't run. We need you.
Everybody's different.
You that chick.
No, you didn't.
You that chick.
No. I'm going to get off. But, no, what's wrong with that, though? What's wrong with just, like, let her do her? You do you. Right?
No, hold on. Okay, you know what? Let me tell you what. When you just said what you said, don't ask for it and be patient. Yeah, do you, because I'm going to go do me while you be patient.
So you going to get up. I'm talking about during the session. You going to get up and go to someone who's going to do it quicker? Like, you can't just let the shit
dude,
ride
yes,
out and hell, let it be what
fuck,
it's going to be?
Yes.
I never had that issue, so I don't know. I'm just saying. When it's gonna happen?
I mean, it ain't gonna be an argument or nothing. I mean, you said that, be patient and all that. No, man, no.
I'm talking about some dudes is just like, yo, like for instance, when a female is on her menstruation, right? And
yes. Oh yeah, I got to get all the headshots all day.
I think that's like so disrespectful when a dude tells a girl, yo, your mouth still work, though. I think that is
hell
so disrespectful.
Hell yeah. Hey, that's what he's supposed to tell her. What else he's supposed to tell
her? I don't know. I'm going to
tell you something.
So
You know what? Let me tell you something. You mean to tell me if men had periods? Hold up now. Men had periods. To where we couldn't use our dick for sex for 5 days once a month. You mean to tell me you ain't gonna have that nigga eat your pussy? Why not?
No.
What?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
We can go longer than y'all.
What are you talking about? This is what I'm saying. Hold on, let me ask them. Who in a relationship is trying to have a contest on who can go the longest without sex?
I'm on the phone.
It ain't about that. It's just that you're a man.
I asked y'all the question. If men had periods once a month where we couldn't use our dick, would you want him to eat your pussy?
I said we can go longer. If you don't want to.
How is that an answer? Who
you
just said we can go longer?
Listen, you won't let me get to it. You are a man. I'm a woman. Whatever. If you have your period and you think that the woman wants the sex and you go down on her to satisfy her, that's one thing. Some women is not going to pressure the man to do that.
Okay, see, now this is where it gets crazy at. Let me tell you something. Do some research on this. Honestly, when you with your mate, especially your wife or your husband, a man is supposed to get off on eating his woman's pussy. A woman is supposed to get off on giving her man head. So like I said, if your man could not have sex, he motherfucking cut his dick or something. He couldn't use it until it healed up. All right, for them days, you mean to tell me that you ain't gonna want him to eat your pussy?
What days are you talking about? You're talking about when everything is over and done with the woman.
If a man had a period and they was on their period for about 5 days, that the woman would have sex, would want to have sex, and so he would go down on her to satisfy her. Okay, I understand that if she's wanting it. But a lot of women is not going to sit up there and pressure the man to do that.
And it's not about no pressure. He's supposed to want to do that unless your pussy stink all the hell or something.
No, shut up,
no.
Ellen.
Okay, so we're going to ask some real. Well, hold on. I'm going to get y'all there because I understand y'all blocking. Now, check this out. When a man eats your pussy, doesn't it make you feel better when you understand that he is excited to do it?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. We're getting somewhere. Yeah, it's about time for y'all. I'm going to force y'all into the truth. Now, Now, with that being said, wouldn't you think that a man would want you to enjoy sucking his dick just as much as he enjoys eating your pussy?
No, but I'm about to give somebody wings because they're getting on my fucking nerve right about now.
Do you hear what I just said?
No,
I'm saying. So if women like have more enjoyment of getting oral sex from their man when he enjoys it himself, wouldn't you in turn think that men would enjoy oral sex better from a woman that enjoys giving it to us as well?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so
I don't have
why,
that problem.
Okay, so this is what I'm saying. So why, if we got a woman that we know enjoys, I'm talking about sexually enjoys giving us oral, why will we not still get the oral when she comes on her period? That don't make sense.
But nobody was saying when she's on her period, you don't, you know, you're not going to get it.
Who
only
is
thing I'm saying is me. Me personally, I would rather give it to you as opposed you ask me for it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like,
and
I don't
keep,
think
I never
have
got
to ask me for it.
But that's what you're there for when you're in a relationship with somebody. That's
no,
I gotta wait.
I
that's why
see,
I got a woman. If I wanted to wait for some pussy, I would be single.
I'm not saying, like, okay, it's going to be 4, 5, 6 days and you're not going to bust and not do nothing. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is me, individually, don't ask me. Let me do it. Let me do me. I don't want you to ask me. I'd rather just do it because I think it's better that way. You sitting up there, yo, your mouth work, you know, what up with that throat? You know, your shit. So it's,
but Mika,
I think when I'm in a full-fledged
relationship and like,
mm-hmm.
like I'm married now or whatever,
mm-hmm.
I don't have that problem. I'm not going to sit up there and tell them that I want him to ask me when he wants it.
Exactly. You know, because I might be sitting there watching the goddamn basketball game, and I might just decide right in the middle of halftime, I want a halftime headshot, right? But if I'm with the woman that's on the phone right now, I can't ask her, so I got to let it happen.
No. Oh,
so I'm like,
okay,
damn,
okay. So
I want some halftime heat, but I'm not allowed to ask because she don't like what I ask. She just wants me to do it.
No. See, this is what I'm saying. Everybody is different. My whole thing is like this. It depends on what type of person you are. If you're approved, you feel me, and you're not into it like that, then that's a whole nother story. But if you know you get it in, right? Like, you know you get it in, and you know I'm just a little bit different. Don't ask me. I want to do it. I want you to be surprised when I do
okay,
it.
Okay, so if
I'm like,
hey,
oh,
on,
shit,
so
all right.
We're in the crib. Hold on, I just asked you then. So if we're in the crib, me and you together, and I'm watching the game, and halftime come on, and I say, you know what, fuck this halftime show. They got a rock band. I don't listen to rock. I want this head to rock. So I say, what's up with their mouth? That's disrespectful. So how am I going to get what I want when I want it if I'm even allowed to ask for it?
You could use a code word. It don't have to be what up with that mouth. When
that's
you
still
start,
asking for
if you,
it. That's
if you with your
for
girl,
it.
If you – no, but I'm saying.
That's still asking
everybody,
for it. If you,
but
if
everybody
you know,
is different,
if you know that our code word is knock, that means or suck this dick, that's still asking for it.
No, but I'm just saying I'm a little different. You know what I'm saying? We're going to come up with a code word like, you know, my friend need a little love or something like that. Okay, but just, oh, what that mouth do. And, nah, man, I'm not one of them shorties in the street. If I'm supposed to be your girl,
oh, so
then
it's
you
the way
handle
I
me.
Do it. I got to ask for it sophisticated. I was just wondering, could
everybody
I get some
different.
Oral refreshment from you if you wasn't too busy? Fuck all that. Man,
maybe.
Set that throat out.
See?
Think about it. You know
everybody's
what?
Everybody's
that
different.
Lets me know. Hold on. Let me tell you something. That lets me know that then other things that I want to do is already out of the basket because I want to grab the back of your head and hammer it down your throat and say, nut on yourself when you swallow, bitch. I mean, all of that. So all that's out the window then, right?
Yeah.
That's what, see what I'm saying? See, now that we're dealing with something. This is what I said. This is why men cheat, because other women are your man's biggest fans.
But, you know, that's your perception in a sense. Because as a woman, I'm saying to my man, I'm going to give it to you. You don't have to ask me for it. Now, if it's a time that I'm not even thinking about it and you thinking about it, you could say it in a different manner. It doesn't have to be, you know, what that throat do or you know, put it in your mouth and shit like that, that you would tell a regular bitch. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
What that throat do? What that throat do sounds just fine, I'm telling you.
It is.
But
this is my point, though.
I don't want my woman to sit around. I told my girl already. I said, you know what? Don't sit around and just be sitting back thinking. If you sitting there thinking about me eating your pussy, just tell me, because I'm always ready to eat your pussy, baby. I love your pussy. Anytime you want to eat, I'm eating this motherfucker. I'm on it.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Right. All that bullshit. But when it's time for me to get some halftime hit, I got to do cold words, come over here and tap my leg and all that shit.
But
this motherfucker in your mouth.
LA, you don't know that I might already be on it. This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm trying to get across.
No, you ain't already on it. You ain't dropping down. You know.
You don't,
use halftime,
but,
I want some
but he wouldn't know that. How would he know that unless I go over to him?
Yeah, you are. You run your relationship. It's cool, baby.
No, I don't. I'm actually submissive. Yeah.
No, you ain't smart.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah.
Hell no.
I am.
You can't be smart if a nigga got to go with a friendly term and get some head.
Oh, no. See, there's a difference between being controlled and being submissive. You're not going to control me, but I will submit to you as long as you're doing those things that you need to do in order for me to submit to you.
Oh, that's not submission, baby. That's not submission.
Yes, it is. I'm not going to submit to a crackhead.
Look, I'm
not going to submit to a crackhead.
As long as you do the things that you're supposed to do, it sounds like you running shit.
So what you think? So a woman is just supposed to submit to a man just off a GP?
No, she's supposed to submit to a man that has the power and the capability to make her submit.
All right. And you're doing what you need to do, right? Because if you wasn't,
no,
then why would
no,
she submit
no, no, no,
to
no,
you?
No. All of that shit ain't got nothing to do with it. What are
no,
you
no,
talking
no.
about?
Mika, what he's saying is that you need a man that's going to lead. If the man ain't leading the household, if something's wrong with him, something's going to be wrong with the whole household. And that
exactly comes
with everything.
Exactly. So why would you submit to that, right? As a man, you do what you need to do, right?
No, because
no,
at the end of the day,
y'all going off into a whole other territory. We're talking about the dominance in the relationship between black men and women.
Uh-huh.
That's what we're talking about.
Right, exactly.
For the simple
fact, if my man want it, he going to get it. Period, point
exactly blank.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Ain't no,
somebody on this line said that men ain't supposed to get hit from their woman while they on their period. Did I heard that.
Men what?
What?
One of y'all said that men are not supposed to ask this woman for no head when she comes on menstruation.
No, I said I didn't like it. I didn't say he shouldn't do it. I just said I don't like it. But that don't mean that if he set up there and said, yo, I want you to do this, I'm not going to do it. I just don't like it.
Why would you not
like that?
See, that's what I want to get down to. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm going to say. I don't know who's going to understand this, but when if y'all listen, this is a problem. Y'all has got it all fucked up. When men are sexually attracted to their woman and they want and they like their woman, they love to go down on her. It sounds like you don't love to go down on your man. He all right. It sucks to be him. Sucks to be him. Think about it. You actually put in the same sentence, have given oral sex to your man. You don't like it. You're supposed to like it with eggs and ham. You're supposed to like it with you're supposed to like it all the time. Why you don't like it?
I'm talking about the verbal.
No, you don't
the
like
way,
it.
The way
no way. No, listen, let me tell you something. This is what you got to understand. If your pussy ain't working, your mouth's still working because your mouth is supposed to be just as sexually active with your man's penis. Both things supposed to be the same. So you mean to tell me it's only your pussy that gets it up for your man, not your mouth?
I didn't say that. I did not say
that.
The only thing that I said was that I don't like how you would want to do your man. I never said I didn't.
You did.
That's the whole point.
You just said that. You said that when you come on, you don't like doing that.
What the? I never said I don't like doing that. I said I don't like when a dude be like, "What that mouth doing?" All of that. I don't like the words that are used. To me individually, I feel that's a little bit disrespectful. That's what you would tell a regular girl.
Oh, that's
girl
different,
in the street.
Mika. That's
what I was saying. But.
That's different because they can, like, use some words that's a turn-off.
It's a turn-off. That's what I was saying. You understand? When I'm with my man, I do what I do, and I don't have a problem with it. But all I'm saying is make me want to do it. If you're sitting up there and you're
okay,
saying,
so
oh,
how
do
you ask for a man?
Or whatever,
how do you ask for a man? How do you ask for a man to go down on you? Is it cute? Is it pretty?
I don't have to ask. He do it. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, is there ever a time that you want him to do it and he doesn't?
No.
Y'all don't got no communication. It's like, what, y'all got a schedule? Y'all have sex the same time every night?
No, it ain't a schedule. We do what we do, but when we do it, I like foreplay. So it automatically gets done. You understand what I'm saying? So everybody is different. That's all I'm saying. Everybody do what they do differently. Some bitches, they like to sit up there and be told off the back, yo, what that throat do or what that mouth do, and that's good for them. I'm just saying for me, that don't work for me. It does not work for me. That's all I'm saying. I feel like that's a little bit disrespectful. That's it.
How could it be? This is what I'm saying, though. How could it be disrespectful? I mean, so with your man fucking you, he don't call you a bitch or nothing?
He pulled my hair. He choked me. He pulled my hair. He choked me. He did everything. I like, he bites and all of that. But only thing that I'm saying is that when it's time to get down to whatever, you still talk to me like you respect me. That's it.
We got another call on the line. What's that call? You live? What's going on?
Yo, what's the deal, bro? Let me ask Mika a question real quick. Hey, yo, Mika, do you give nasty sloppy head or do you give like that meat
sloppy,
pretty girl
wet
head?
Yes, sloppy, wet, however you want it, that's how you get it. I'm not a prude.
The thought of sucking a dick, does that turn you on? Does it make you wet?
Of course.
Oh, okay. You seem very
of course,
timid,
but
though.
But you're just not going to talk to me crazy. That's the only thing that I'm saying. You're not
that ain't talking crazy. I don't understand. When you're in a relationship with a woman,
no, to me, in my opinion, LA, in my opinion, you understand what I'm saying? I feel like you're talking to me crazy if you say that. If my man said that to me, no, I don't like that. You understand what
I'm
saying?
So when you fucking, hold on, when you fucking then, Mika, like, it's all quiet in the bedroom? There's none of that shit talking going on?
Why gotta be quiet? But why gotta be quiet? If I'm
already giving him head, is he talking to you like, oh, baby, yes, darling, I like that, or is it like, damn, bitch, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I like it like that, but not all the time. Like, we were already in motion, so whatever come out. But I'm just saying, don't talk to me crazy before we even get there, because it's a turn off. I don't understand how y'all don't get that. I guess because y'all are men. So it's a little different for y'all. But for me, nah, I don't like that talk. Mm-mm.
Oh, but see, this is what is what you fail to understand. I'm not speaking from the general black man's point of view. Every man that you talk to, they go along with that. They you know what I'm saying? They stay in pocket. They good boys. But see, I don't play with you motherfucking women. I don't play with y'all. I don't play with y'all at all.
And that's your prerogative. You understand what I'm saying? But this is when we go into individuality. Everybody like everything differently. Everything ain't always the same. And if I'm sounding like a fool,
men are submitting themselves to y'all terrorism. Y'all relationship terrorism. That's what it is.
I don't I don't tell my man what to do.
I feel sorry for your man. I feel sorry for your boyfriend. Whoever you end up with, I feel sorry for.
Why you feel sorry for him though?
Feel sorry for
you. Say y'all got. You say you got to do foreplay beforehand? He got to do foreplay with you beforehand?
I never said that. I think you said that. I didn't say that.
No, I heard you sound like foreplay first. I heard you say that, right?
So, I didn't say first. I said I like that. I like all that. That's what I said.
Hold up. You right. That's what she said to call her out. She said she was trying to explain how a man ends up in it without her telling her, because she says every time they get into it, he likes foreplay first. Then it automatically happens. That's what she said.
Mika,
that shit is boring,
and
though.
It happens.
Yeah. That shit every.
But listen, if you want a straight hump, the bitch can hump her. That's true.
You never get your man hit while he was driving down the street? You never just like whipped it out while he was in the passenger side? You never gave him head while he was just driving down the street like some random head in a fucking place?
That's what I'm saying. Yes, I have.
Okay.
I'm not approved. You understand what I'm saying? But I like things how I like it, just like y'all like things how y'all like it. It is what it is.
All right, baby girl, we gotta move this. We're going to use you for an example to look back on. But we gotta move on, man, because you are falling under. You are a suspected perfect. You're a suspected perfect patty, man.
What?
Suspected perfect patty.
Why?
Oh, it's a lot of reasons, baby. I mean, you've been exemplifying them all over this motherfucker since you got there.
Oh,
but it's all good.
I
mean, you
can't talk crazy.
You say what now?
I mean, it is what it is.
I, you know what? The whole time, I never heard you use the word dick. Let me hear you say dick, Mika.
Dick. Pussy. What?
Sound very uncomfortable over there. You all right?
Well, poor,
that's what I'm saying, though, Mika.
I'm still a female. You said suspected. So it's all good. You suspected.
Right.
All right. No doubt.
Mika,
good
conversation.
Yeah. Stay blessed.
Hello, Steven, my boy.
Yeah. Hello, my ass.
Who this nigga up on that
neck? I gotta pull it. I'll give you a horse, man. I gotta give you a horse salute on your way up out of here. Real talk, man. We gotta do something about this, man. And me and I blame y'all totally for this shit. I blame y'all for allowing this shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm really upset with y'all. Y'all are some weak ass individuals. Y'all don't have a problem being the black woman or the white woman's bitch. And it's just sickening, dog. I see y'all everywhere. Y'all like a disease. You know what I'm saying? An uncurable fucking disease. You motherfuckers make my skin crawl. You weak, effeminate ass, self-ass niggas. I can't stand it. You walk around with your cape showing, snapping in the wind, just saving hoes. Now,
I can't imagine myself asking for a head, man. I'm over here bugging, like, I can't picture myself, like, yo, let me get some head, shorty. I can't. Damn, that shit is odd, man.
But what's wrong with that, though? What's wrong with how you gonna get what you want if you don't ask for it?
Well, you shouldn't have to ask, though, my nigga. You should be trying to. If anything, you should be like on some damn bed. I ain't even ready. You should be trying to fight her off your belt buckle. You feel me? Because you're tired of getting it sometimes.
What I'm saying is that when sometimes, you know what I'm saying, when you're in a relationship with a chick, she know you, and you know her, and she know you. So if I gotta ask you. I'm going to enjoy the dome, but the more I have to ask you, be like, oh, you know, why am I always having to ask you? You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to get some head from a bitch that's asking me. I want y'all to catch what I just said. I want some head from a bitch that's asking me to suck it. You feel what I'm saying? That's the best dome.
I'm thinking about that story you was talking about a couple of weeks ago about Shorty in the club. She's a known head monster. You was like, yo, you know what I'm trying to do? You went home with her some shit, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Cause one of your main chicks wasn't trying to give her no dome, so you went to the. I'm thinking about that shit now. That's some real shit though.
Man, I'm telling you, man, that female, I had so many problems out of her, dog. But I got to tell you right now, that female, I was in a relationship for some years. And, shit, she one of my best dick suckers right now. You know why? Because real talk, you know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is, after me and her separated, I became back into my alpha male self in her presence. It took a lot of years, though, for her to respect me on that alpha male status, but now I get to, you know, get in the dome anytime I want it. But when I was with her, I couldn't because I was in a submissive position trying to compromise with this crazy motherfucker to have this relationship. But all along, she was playing me. But the problem with them, we don't even understand that these women are playing the game. We don't even understand they playing. We think we playing them. We ain't playing them. You ain't playing no female, dog. When you see she up checking your phone, we ain't. I'm telling you, man. I didn't thought I was sleeping.
Yeah, niggas really be slack, and they really be falling for that good girl image a lot of girls put out there, not even knowing the girls like certified freaks. You know what I'm saying?
They all
they
freaks,
really be
man.
They
all freaks is about who they gonna be freaky with.
Right,
you understand?
Right.
The same girl that get freaky with you, you got your game together and you got your approach together. This other dude, he might, you know what I'm saying? I've told stories about that, how our dude's been with a female forever and don't even know that this bitch swallowed jizz. You know what I'm saying? Cause he don't, she been telling him, I don't like it. I don't like the taste. Women will play the fuck out of you if they can. They will play
right.
the fuck out of you.
Right.
Like, sometimes we'll play the fuck out of a woman if we can. Think about, this is what I'm talking about, man. So weak, I've seen dudes who drink liquor and smoke weed or smoke cigarettes, but is dealing with a female that he really like, and she don't know he do none of it. He hide everything. Nigga be popping breath mints and hiding shit and all kind of shit. Nigga, how you gonna be with a female for 2 years and she don't even know you smoke? Why is you scared of this woman?
But you gotta respect that game, though. You know, because real niggas know how to, like, transform to the guy that female want him to be. So he can
that ain't no fucking game.
Wants.
That's weak.
So
oh, my God. You need a horse,
that's
nigga?
Real shit, man.
What the fuck would you do?
Sorry, I'm gonna fuck your heart. You know this shit, real. LA, you never approach a female or something. Hold on. You never approach a female.
You need to shut the fuck up.
Now. You just said some of the. I mean, I'm glad you said it because you need a little help. You said it's cool to transform into a female's fucking fantasy.
Right.
No, it's not cool. It's not cool.
Get the pussy. Yes, it is, man. Yes, it is. Get the pussy.
That's not right, famo. That's not right at all.
I didn't say it was right. I didn't say it was right, but it's part of the game. If you playing the game, if you out there doing your thing. Yeah, transforming to what you got to be.
You ain't got to transform a goddamn thing. You ain't got to transform. Transform for what? Why is you putting this female above you and who you are? I'm not going to hide my... Do you know I was a lame nigga like that, so I understand what you're talking about. Do you know the same chick when I was young, she would actually break my cigarettes and tell me I got to quit smoking if I want some more pussy? Bitch smoke motherfucking 2 packs a day now. Same bitch.
You acting like the dude actually quit, though. He was still himself, but when he was around her, he was a completely different nigga, you feel me?
Man, fuck that shit. You know how I'm sitting there? I did that week, that shit. I wanted a goddamn squab. Fuck that shit.
Nigga, wild. Yeah.
I'm telling you, dog. I'm telling you the rules of the game. Won't nobody listen. If you want the real reaction from a woman that you're supposed to get, alpha male all day from day one, from the moment you meet, goddammit. I remember I went over to this female house, and as soon as I came in, she was like, yeah, I know you smoke weed, LA, but ain't no smoking in my house. What? Man, I rolled up, and 15 minutes later, that bitch was hitting the blunt. The fuck is going on?
That's disrespectful, nigga.
That's
not being alpha male. He's being disrespectful at that point.
Yeah,
you know?
Okay, check this out. We went, my homeboy invited me to this party over this chick's house, right? She had a nice-ass crib,
yeah.
Right? Now,
yeah.
He was hollering at the bitch, right? And when we was in the house, we sitting around the motherfucking card table, and we all had to go outside and smoke and shit in the motherfucking cold ass garage. It was wintertime. And I told this lame ass nigga right in front of this female, I said, man, if I was fucking this bitch, we'd be sitting in the house getting smoked the fuck out right now. If I was fucking this bitch, we'd be in the house getting smoked the fuck out right now. You feel me?
Well, I'm
seeing
you,
dude.
Go ahead, my bad. Go ahead.
Man, I'm trying to tell you, man, these niggas is so fucking weak and submissive for these bitches, man. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I got to do all you say what?
No, what I was saying, though, at the end of the day, man, it's all a game at the end of the day. Because, look, if you think about it, the females, they transform into, if they really like a nigga, they're going to transform into that nigga's fantasy. But once they get that nigga, then they go back to who they really are. You feel me? Same thing with niggas. They do the same thing. You meet and they representative
well,
when you meet a nigga.
That's some bullshit right there.
It's fake, it's phony, I know, but that's real. Once they get older, then they'll be on the song, I'm going to be myself.
I'm not about to
transform
for no god dang on body. And I hope he don't transform for me, because the way I meet you is what I want.
Yeah, once you get a certain age, you'll meet that dude that's on song, so I'm tired of playing games. But I'm talking about the younger generation. When you're younger, you're thinking you got to do that shit. You feel me? And you do get a lot of chicks doing that shit, but they don't know the real you at the end of the day. You feel me?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's
I'm trying to tell you, man. Women know they got the motherfucking upper hand, man.
Women do got the upper hand, but it depends on the woman to know how to use it.
Stop. Y'all don't have the upper hand. I'm talking about to these bitches.
Better
no,
man.
No,
yeah.
You get me wrong. I said a lot of women don't know how to use it.
No. Let me say it again. Y'all don't have the upper hand. At all. It's these bitch made niggas who give y'all the upper hand. Y'all don't have shit.
No. You're not getting what I'm saying.
I can't let you get that message off, because basically what I'm telling you is that women have power they're not supposed to have. Men got to step up to their position in the relationship where they're supposed to be. So
when you're talking about him, he did it overnight, a lame ass weak nigga.
It ain't supposed to be no way lame ass weak niggas. That's my point. That's what we trying to get to.
Right.
You telling me he missed the women are misusing the power. They ain't got no power. Ain't supposed to have no fucking power.
Exactly, because it's mathematically
you
impossible
about, are you,
for females
are you talking
to have
about
a
period.
Period.
Or just in a relationship.
Period. In a relationship. Period.
It's mathematically impossible for a female to have
that
type
different.
Of power over a nigga. There's too
saying.
Many
it's
females
different.
In this world. It's more women than niggas. Why are you crying over one? Why you even chase someone? I be bugging off of niggas like, why are you even stressing this one chick? All these other bras out there, come on. It's mathematically impossible. It shouldn't be. That door shouldn't even be open for a nigga to be like all hurt and crying over one girl. You know what I mean? It is what it is.
This is the problem, man. Black women know that black men are in a fetal position when it comes to them, but they okay with it. That's the problem. See, you know what? Black men have the same problem that the majority of white people have. White people act like they give a fuck about what black people are going through, but as long as they're in a position of power, they're like, well, I'm in power. I ain't giving up my power.
Oh, shit.
Well,
that's
their fault. Because they don't understand.
But you know what? I don't expect y'all black women to give up your power. I expect a black man to step up and take over. Take over.
Is it really power they have in L.A.?
You say what?
Is it really power they have, though?
They got power over these niggas because niggas are under the motherfucking impression they have to be powerless to a woman. They think it's the norm. It's what they see. It's what they see when they go over their homeboy house. It's what they see when they go to their uncle house. It's what they see when they turn on the TV. Sweet Jimmy, that sounds like you playing the background in the back of the room.
Say what?
You got an echo.
I don't know why.
Well, is that you? Let me see if that sounds. Let me see if that sounds. Yeah, that's City, man. Why you got an echo, City? The fuck you doing? You working with the feds? You on a scanner, bitch?
I don't know. I don't know. I got an echo for real. I'm not even in my computer or nothing. I'm on the phone.
I think it's gone now. Yeah, it's gone now. All right. You're live,
yeah.
Carla. What's happening? Who are we speaking with?
Hi, Eldar.
Oh, shit.
I wanted to know if you have ever cried during lovemaking.
Nope, but sometimes I've got a head shot that'll make a teardrop form up on the left side of my eye. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, but other than that, I ain't never cried during sex.
You've never cried?
Yeah,
no,
I can't do it. I'll be back, LA.
You said what?
I can't do this right now. I'll be back, though. Hold it down.
All right. Yeah, what do you mean?
You've
hell
never
no, I ain't never
cried at all.
What the fuck am I crying for?
Curry, have you cried during sex?
Why, yes. During phone sex. I haven't had
during
that
phone sex.
Real
you
sex yet.
A liar, girl.
What do you mean a liar? I have.
I
didn't tell the person
cry during phone
doing
sex.
Doing it.
Can't feel nothing.
I got emotional.
I'm curious. You're a suspected Perfect Patty, man. I really fuck with y'all like that. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, you a confirmed Perfect Patty.
I don't know what a Perfect Patty is. I just can't understand, LA. It sounds... What?
You a confirmed Perfect Patty, actually.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, I don't think there's anything wrong with being emotional, raw. You know, LA, we hear you talk about sex, but what do you think about intimacy? I mean, how can you have intimacy if whatever you're doing, you can do with another woman?
Sex is very
intimate.
Sex is very intimate.
No, it does not necessarily.
But
there's
like
nothing intimate about.
You act like I'm just talking about sex, period. That's not what we're talking about. We're not really talking about sex. We're talking about how women dominate men, and sex is one of the key things that ends up trickling down to an unhappy man because a woman is not his greatest fan. Another woman will be a better fan of your man than y'all usually be.
If another woman can make you happy, you should be with that woman full time.
You sure? You're exactly right. That's why we be cutting y'all hoes off.
I think that you know. Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine staying with somebody who's going to cheat on me. I mean, come on. Like, why would I do that?
Right.
Well, that doesn't make any kind of sense at all. And if the only reason you're with me is because
you
can get
you.
You
need to do what you're supposed to goddamn doing. You don't have to worry about a nigga cheating on you.
Well, look, if the only reason you're with me is so that you can get oral sex, then something is very wrong and you're a very basic person.
Nobody said
and
that.
And
then
you have a
that?
Higher understanding.
You know, you can be all sex. It can be whatever it is. But you, my woman, it's your job.
Come
you
on.
Get it to me when I
you know
it.
That there
Seriously,
are all these
mean?
Little things
What's
about Michelle
about?
That other women
you
don't
crazy?
Have. You're
Let me tell you something,
with her.
You know what? Let me tell you something, man. It's crazy how you women will basically put stipulations on a man and put this nigga in a waiting room. But if he go fuck somebody else, all of a sudden your attention is all on his dick, then. But you was just ignoring his dick.
No,
but then you want to pay
actually
to
it's
when he
not.
Give it to somebody else. Fuck all of that. Fuck all of that shit.
No.
Stop
if
playing with
gonna
it.
If you're going to go cheat, then there's nothing to be saying.
You know what
if
I find funny?
If you're going to go out
you know
and get from somebody
funny?
Else, then I wasn't that
you know
special
what I find funny?
In the first place.
Watch this. And watch what your reply will be. You can't find one woman to say that she tried to have sex with her man and he made her wait 2 or 3 days or some stupid shit like that.
I don't know. I've seen some guys, and I mean, there are guys where they
man with a man.
Let
me
tell
you know
how
I know you know how I know you're lying. Hold on. I know how I know you're lying. because I've done it to women just to be. Let me tell you something. All the tricks of the chain that women used to use on me, I flipped it all back on you, selfish motherfucking sons of bitches. Y'all ain't shit. Let me tell you. When you reject a woman for sex, she be feeling some type of way. I done done it. I know other niggas don't do it, but I done done it on purpose just to see y'all reaction. You motherfuckers be going to thinking y'all fat and ugly and we don't want you and all kind of shit. When you deny a woman for sex, that turns into an argument or a breakup, my nigga. So stop playing with me.
Yes, it does.
Well, why? Because but y'all can make us wait and turn us down and we're supposed to be cool to the fans? Fuck out of here.
No, because women are socialized to believe that that's where our primary value lies and our appearance and our the male gaze. That's why that's happening. So, yes, a woman would be upset because we're socialized to believe that.
What do you think about this crazy bitch,
that our value lies on the male gaze?
What do you think about this crazy bitch, K. Michelle, and his surgery?
What happened?
K. Michelle got got her skin lightened and got plastic surgery and look like fucking little Kim now.
What? Hold on, I'm about to Google this. Well, I'm not surprised. You know, this is really a result of white supremacy and also
ain't nothing wrong with the audio. Let me kick this motherfucker out of here, pussy ass nigga. Get your ass up out of here. Motherfuckers always trying to cause distinction, man. Why you got time for that? Big Bobby Norris in the building. What's up, Bobby Norris?
Mm-hmm.
I see you on the line, nigga. You scared of this conversation,
he's
huh? Pricing over there with your woman, sitting next to your woman. You can't talk about this. You'll get in trouble. That's my prediction.
You know what's interesting to me is that little Kim and Michelle, people call it whitening surgery, but they both have children with black men. So if that's really what they wanted, wouldn't they go out with somebody who, wouldn't they have a baby with somebody that was white?
Well, K. Michelle has came out and said that she was going to stop dating black men and that white men treat her better.
Well, yeah, that's a result of treatment, though, but she's having a baby with Nick Cannon.
No, she's not having a baby with Nick Cannon. That's just a song they made.
Oh. Well, she has black children, though.
I know she do, but now she's saying she's ready to start motherfucking swirling. She tweeted that crazy shit out. I exposed her for that shit about a year ago.
Well, I haven't seen it, but if she's electing to date out, more power to her. I don't see the
of
surgery.
Course, you little feminist little, oh my goodness, you little. Stand your motherfucking ass.
Well, go on and date whoever you want to date. I really don't care.
Of course you don't. You give a fuck about it. And you know what? You're holding back progress.
I don't see this surgery you're talking about. She looks the same.
Hello, Steven, my boy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hello, my ass. Who this nigga up on that nag?
Oh, Steven, you have nails for breakfast. What's the matter? Why you so ornery? You miss me, huh?
Get your stupid ass off the goddamn line, man. I'm trying to get some work done here. You can't see nothing wrong with K. Michelle face. Date who you want to date. You just stupid it all the way around, man. The fuck off the goddamn line. With your stupid ass. Every time I do a motherfucking show, here comes this motherfucker with all this stupid ass shit. Now, like I was motherfucking saying, you women are not going to relinquish your power, and I don't expect you to. I don't expect you to, but I expect black men to step up. Look, I'm here to let y'all know I'm going to start doing more videos breaking this shit down to y'all. I'm going to start giving y'all all of the key signs that your bitch ain't shit and that you are in a position of weakness and it's your fucking fault, black man. So if people go, I'm not going to be throwing white black women under the bus. I'm just going to be giving you the keys and the signals to understand that you got a black woman in power in your house and the shit should be disrespectful for your own existence. You should feel bad. You should feel like a bitch made nigga. And you got to clean that situation up. You're more likely not to get rid of that bitch. But I do have, if you want to talk to me behind closed doors, I do have some real hard-hitting things you can do to reverse the position of power. But I would just suggest leaving the crazy bitch alone, because you have sit there and allowed this woman to believe she run you, your life, your sexuality. She is a what they call it, a warden over your. She's there just to make sure you don't bust too many nuts. That's what I believe a woman. So, to me, feels like your woman is in your life to motherfucking to make sure you don't get have too much fun. Because she would spend more energy and more time on trying to make sure you don't fuck nobody instead of fucking you herself. I bullshit you not. I remember 7 years ago, when my girl was pregnant with our first child we had together. And when she was pregnant, them headshots had got kind of short, man. They had got kind of short. And we would be at home all day together. We had just moved into our new apartment and shit. And them headshots were getting shoved. So, you know what I'm saying? I could be at home with her all day. And she, I got her tail and axe and all that shit. So, I just felt like going out to kick it. Do you know this same motherfucker, which was my girl right now, will be sitting in the house with me all day with it. Ain't got enough energy to suck his dick or give me no pussy correctly. But had enough energy to jump in our other car, because at the time I hadn't even bought the Mercedes for my mama yet. I still was in my Buick and I had a Cadillac DeVille. So she jumped in. I was driving the Cadillac. No, matter of fact, the Cadillac was Michelle's and the Buick Park Avenue was mine. But I was driving Michelle's car and I left the Buick at the crib, but she had a key to my shit. So she drives 4 in the morning. Driving around, looking for me, calling my phone, and she found where my car was at. It was over the Lester house, and she parked right there and staked it out, waiting on me to come back to my car. And I'm sitting there telling her, I'm like, damn, you at the crib ain't giving up no pussy, but you got enough energy to sit up here and stake out? If you spent half the energy you did trying to make sure I wasn't fucking nobody else with fucking me, you wouldn't have no problems.
This motherfucker here.
Why, you know what's crazy though? What I've noticed, I've noticed another thing too. I've noticed that when I do a live show, that's when people want to go live and try to roast me and try to send trolls to get my attention. Man, I'm not thinking about the motherfuckers. When I get ready to think about the motherfuckers, I will think about the motherfuckers, all right? I'm telling you, I bet you ain't never noticed this, Gemini. Have you ever noticed that you can go to any chat room at any random time, and it's a troll, and they're talking about me somewhere?
Hold on, say that again.
In this sector of YouTube, you can go to any live show at any given time, and there's going to be some troll in some chat room talking about me.
Yes, I have seen that.
Because I be going to the shows. I go to different shows. I ain't even clicked. I just clicked on it. I don't even know what it's about. Soon I see LA all in the chat room. LA this, LA that. God damn. Get that motherfucker out your mouth.
I have seen that a lot, actually. I really have.
And I be like, damn, take it out your mouth. I'm bust already. I'm already bust. What's up, Robert J. Powell in the building? Anybody want to call in? We got about, let me see how many more minutes we got for y'all to call in. We got 15 minutes left. Any of my haters, any motherfucker that call themselves want to debate me about something I've said or something I've said about what you said, you got 14 minutes to call in. The number is in the description box. You don't have to do nothing but scroll down. We shouldn't have to put in the chat room as if you slow as a motherfucking box of motherfucking. Hold on, I got the wrong number in that motherfucker. No, that's the right number. That's the right number.
Wow.
Damn, who? What the fuck? She said, Tom kissed my. What? Man, ain't nobody. Let me tell you something. Ain't nobody finna be going around here making up no goddamn soft, feathery, marshmallowy ass terms to get no motherfucking duggery, man. I bullshit you not. I'm not lying. A few years ago, I fucked around with one of my exes, and when we was together, she had the same problem Mika had. I'm going to tell you what's crazy about it. She didn't want me to call it head, mouth, nothing. If I said that, she would not suck it. Guess what she wanted me to call it? Jawbone. She wanted me to ask for it and say jawbone. I didn't want to say no fucking jawbone. Jawbone sounded whack to me. I didn't want to say jawbone. She's sitting there arguing about what we going to call the head, the potential head that she's supposed to be giving me. And by the time we got done with that argument, I didn't even want none of that mouth. I didn't even want it. This is the actual story. And then I told her, I said, I'm not calling the jawbone, so fuck it, I don't even want it. So then she was like, all right, well, fuck it, you call it what you want. When she started giving me the dome, I shit didn't even want to get hard for her ass. Fuck all of that shit. And what was crazy about it, and she wanted to get back together, but it reminded me of the bullshit that we was going through when we was together. So every time I hook up with one of my exes that I was in a relationship with, they always do something to remind me of what the reason I left their ass. I swear to God, every time. Whether it be a bitch that begs too goddamn much or anything, whatever it is, they always show that shit. All right, we got Port City building.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is Port City. This is fucking trees. What do you want? You want saying shit.
Oh, yeah, well, I just feel like I can't really be mad at K. Michelle and Little Kim because black women have gone.
You need to shut the fuck up!
You look like them because when you take your makeup off, you look like Tracy Morgan or Freeman, whoever. Fuck. Get off of here.
Oh, you out here. Ain't nobody got time for this shit. Hell no, bitch. Every time you coming over here, goddamn cooning. That's all you're doing. You cooning under this motherfucking soft ass voice, bitch. You soft shoe cooning. That's what you doing. Ain't nobody got time for that shit right now, Curious. For real. To be honest with you, I ain't never got time to talk to you about nothing. Bitch, I don't even want to talk to you when I'm roasting, motherfucker. You just an agitating human. What I want you to do is chair your ass down to Dunkin' Donuts. Tell them motherfuckers you want 75 donuts, okay? And I want you to go home and eat 75 fucking donuts. And I want you to eat 3 packs of Pop Rocks and drink a 2-liter fucking Pepsi, bitch. And I want you to splatter yourself all over your fucking living room. All right?
If she do all that, that means that bitch gonna turn into Wesley Snipes. We don't need that from Vampire.
Right. Bitch, go somewhere and die. Stay the fuck on my show. She bitch called it right back in. This bitch called right back in. This shows that you're sick, Curious. This shows. Do you understand?
I was gonna tell you that Slap is roasting your children right now.
I don't
but
fuck
you
out.
Not letting...
Let me tell you something, man.
Is it the first time? It's not gonna be the last.
Right.
Hmm. Well, I mean,
you need to shut the fuck up.
For real. God damn, this is showing your sickness, man. What the fuck wrong with you? Now, they told me an hour ago that slapping down was roasting mama and my kids. Did it seem like I gave a fuck? Let me tell y'all something. Them niggas been over there using
or some goddamn watermelon seeds desk. That bitch.
They been over there. These been running around with some video of some other kid ain't mine in a dusty ass house, and I told him we can roll the dirty motherfuckers together. Okay? But they putting up pictures of my kids. All my kids are beautiful as shit. So what are you doing? Now, my mother is old, but can't no beautiful motherfucker like us come from no ugly motherfucker. So it is what it is, nigga. You niggas is motherfucking. Y'all niggas need attention so bad. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And this nigga slapping it like I ain't got pictures of his motherfucking dusty ass daughter. But I'm not finna go there, dog. Y'all ain't finna drag me in the mud with y'all niggas because y'all fucking filthy fucking failures. It's the fact. You niggas ain't got nothing to live for, nothing to stay free for. Y'all don't care about the prison because y'all ain't getting no pussy anyway. And as a matter of fact,
if y'all haven't noticed, when fucking Slappy get up from that chair, dust follows. It just be all in the camera, looking like motherfucking ghost motherfucking shit. Ugh. Nasty.
And that's what I'm
like,
saying.
These niggas want to go to prison.
They want to. Because they can get all the boy pussy they want in. They don't give a fuck about going to prison. Think about if I'm going to tell you like this. If a man committed a crime and he ended up being able to go to an all-female prison, man, there'd be so many criminals out here. Niggas being like so much pussy. That's why they want to go to jail. They trying to get to all that boy pussy. Hey, well, fuck about your kids. Why would you continuously go around committing crimes live on your show? Nigga, that nigga can roast my kids all he wants. So he know I got the video of this nigga Colleen Kevin's mother live on camera. He's an idiot. These are the type of dudes we can have these type of discussions with because they can't keep a woman to save their fucking life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like I said, man, perfect patties. I'm not chastising y'all. I'm chastising your man. So when I talk bad about the behavior that you exemplify when you get on my show and the silly things that you say that lets me know that you and your man... I'm basically calling your man out for being a bitch made nigga. So don't think that the animosity is towards you. No, my animosity is towards that nigga. And if he's listening, I'm telling you, nigga, you a bitch ass nigga. You a bitch ass nigga. I know you sit there with your girlfriend. She telling you what to do. You probably sucking on a goddamn nipple or some shit. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But you a submissive bitch made nigga. I remember Black Queen kissed 3 Chainz and then looked right in the camera and said, "Simpin ain't dead." I said, "Goddamn." I said, "God damn."
Oh my goodness.
These niggas don't give a fuck about being a female's pet bitch because he just be happy to be getting some pussy.
Mm-hmm. When it starts to get warm outside, he'll be gone.
I'm telling you, man, these niggas lions. And I'm telling you, I'm a dirty motherfucker like that. If you niggas on YouTube had women, I would take them from you. I'm not even lying. I would take them from you. What's up? I think this is the nigga Porcini. What's happening?
What's up, my nigga? Hey, yo, I forgot to salute you when I was on here earlier, my nigga. You feel me?
Yo, for what? What's the problem?
Nah, like, how you just maintaining after that public breakup between you and Eva. That shit hurt me. You feel me? Like, I ain't know how to take it.
This thing got done. Man, me and Eva, let me tell you something that you probably don't know. Me and Eva ain't even broke up, man. I've never broke up with you. Let me tell you something. I've never had
like love.
A bad... Let me tell you something. Eva ain't went nowhere.
Yeah.
You know why Eva ain't never went nowhere? I ain't never argued with Eva about nothing. Do you understand this? I've never lied to Eva about nothing. Eva knew I had a woman. You know what I'm saying? And Michelle knew I was hollering Eva. You know what I'm saying? Also real shit. That's the difference between alpha male and a beta male. Let me tell you something. And Eva ain't went nowhere because I ain't never done nothing to her bitch. That bitch hurt herself.
Right.
because she was expecting more from her $400. That's what it was. You feel me? In her mind, she put herself out there and came on some submissive shit. She listened to a few North Thanksgivings and thought she knew who I was. Now, you got to remember this. I made a song to Eva before we even became cool. We were pretty cool.
Yeah, you claimed that you peed on her leg and shit a long time ago. You claimed that property right there.
But what I'm saying is, before we even start talking to each other on that type of intimate level, my nigga, I had already told her the song, bitch. I said, you my bitch now, and then we hooked up, right? And guess what? She was my bitch. She called me daddy. She dropped that cash. Let's just keep it real.
What type of level was that again? I didn't catch that. What type of level?
What you mean?
You said it was what kind of level? Before y'all what on what level?
Before we start talking on intimate level, you know what I mean? On that type of level, you know?
Intimate.
Nigga, it ain't shit, you know what I'm saying? She was digging me, you know, she chose up in the hall of them, you know what I'm saying? Nah,
that shit is real, though. I feel you on that. I'm just saying, when I saw it was like watching Ike and Tina in the limo and shit that night. You know what I'm saying? I was heartbroken.
Man, that was massacre. That bitch, in fact, she ain't even intellectually up to par to even battle with me, so that was just senseless. So, but other than that, she know what it is. That bitch know I called that bitch up, and I used to make the bitch jump in a Lake Minnetonka on call. So, I don't know why.
All right, I give up, man. I was trying to troll L.A., y'all. This nigga just sticking to his guns, man. I can't get him.
It's real.
This no nigga said jump in the lake, Wilk really talking. That's that Prince shit. That's triple
verse. Yeah, man. Real talk, man. I don't even know what these females, man.
Yo,
man, I'm trying to tell you, man. Look here, man. Port, ain't got so cold as when any female start interacting with me, man. I bullshit you not, man. I don't ever ask a bitch for no money, man. They do what they do. They game recognize game, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, these other people going through that bullshit, man. I'm telling you, anything I'm talking about, I don't give a fuck. Y'all got 90 seconds to call in. Y'all got something to say. I ain't gonna give a fuck what damn hell fucking say. Matter of fact, we gonna end the blog talking. I'm gonna send y'all a link. We gonna link up on YouTube. Matter of fact, I'm gonna end this show.
We gonna do a hangout, man. The hangout joint.
Yeah, we finna do a hangout joint.
I'm gonna go on the hangout now, then. You know?